If you were holding a fantasy dinner party, say in the arty New York of the 1940s, painters Willem de Kooning and his wife Elaine would be a couple you would want to be there. He was inventing abstract expressionism. She was his former student, part of the movement, but also painting landscapes and people. Now her portraits are featured at the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, and NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg went to see them.
Elaine de Kooning had a way with words as well as paint. She once said this about making portraits.
Like falling in love.
Curator Brandon Fortune is quoting de Kooning.
Painting a portrait is a concentration on one particular person and no one else will do.
Elaine de Kooning said that about her portrait of John F. Kennedy. For a 1963 commission, she made dozens of drawings, sketchings, paintings of JFK. The Portrait Gallery owns one, vivid, all lush green foliage and her characteristic quick, bold brush strokes. It's 10 feet high.
I'm scampering up and down a ladder to do this painting.
That's de Kooning herself in a 1976 recording. Why so big?
The idea of a man who happens to be president of the United States, well, that's already right there. He's bigger than life.
Kennedy was golden, she said, incandescent. He never sat still. The perfect subject for her busy brush. An extremely confident brush. It just races across her canvases in decisive athletic strokes.
You know, Elaine was a dancer throughout her life and I think practiced yoga. She was always moving. In fact, she said that she thought of painting as a verb, not a noun.
De Kooning painted Robert De Niro Sr. in 1973. The actor's father was a respected artist. He's sitting on a couch, his right elbow slightly bent. He has dark, wild hair, and he is scowling. De Kooning rarely paints unfrowning people.
He looks to me to be absolutely exercised about something. It's a ferocious expression.
And de Kooning's brush is equally ferocious, except on one knee where the colors get muddy. That's unusual for her. Her boldness as an artist matched the boldness of her spirit. In the 40s and 50s, the New York art world was dominated by macho men. Jackson Pollock, Franz Klein. Elaine de Kooning was not intimidated.
She said and thought she was as good as any male artist.
An important artist to be reckoned with.
As she put it, she's at the red-hot center of everything that's happening in New York, and she's determined to take her place there.
Now, remember that her place was also next to Willem de Kooning, her husband, a giant in the field, as vigorous and prominent as Jackson Pollock. He was 13 years older than Elaine. They married in 1943 and stayed married for 46 years, although they lived apart for 20 of those years. A tumultuous relationship, you might say, and tricky. Both of them painters, but he was the famous one.
One of Elaine's friends asked her later in life what it was like to work in the shadow of Willem de Kooning. And her reply was, I don't paint in his shadow, I paint in his light.
Unlike her husband, unlike most artists in those days of abstract expressionism, Elaine was painting portraits. That was a brave decision. In the 1960s, Elaine paid less attention to the face and more to the body, how her subject sat or stood.
She said that the pose was the person.
In some portraits, she started wiping out the face. Her full-length painting of poet Frank O'Hara in 1962 shows him jutting out his right hip a bit. His left hand is on his left hip.
The face is really covered with a sort of lavender wash of color. And while there's some slight hint of his eyes underneath that wash, his facial features are not there.
It's mostly obliterated.
It's obliterated.
As if she painted him and then scrubbed over him.
Well, she did.
And then she said it was more Frank O'Hara than ever.
She had captured what you might see with a good friend walking toward you on a beach. You would recognize that person before you could ever see their facial features by the shape of their head, the way they hold themselves, the way they walk.
A viewer does not have the advantage of friendship, but what we can recognize instantly in these rooms at the National Portrait Gallery, where the show remains up until early January, are the confidence of Elaine de Kooning's dancing brush strokes, the vivid colors, and the devotion of a lifetime spent making art on her own terms. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg.